A woman was sentenced in the Christchurch District Court today following the largest synthetic cannabis bust in New Zealand. 48-year-old Faye He ran a $4 million synthetic cannabis operation out of a Christchurch dairy and was sentenced to 2 years and 4 months in prison today, having earlier pleaded guilty. During sentencing, Judge Stephen O'Driscoll said the 173 kilograms of synthetic cannabis that was seized by the police was the largest ever found in a police operation. Our Christchurch reporter Nicholas Poynton was in court today. I asked him how the case unfolded.
Yesterday we heard from the Crown, and today was his opportunity to tell her side of the story through the use of a Mandarin translator. She waived the right to use a lawyer despite the judge's recommendation, and she tried to retract her earlier guilty plea. As she came in, she was wearing a silver sort of satin jumpsuit with some words on the back which said Operation Sin, Protect Our Lives. That was a reference to the police's operation into the drug ring that they say she was orchestrating. The judge asked her to, you know, respond to the Crown submissions and the pre-sentence report, and he said that the only thing that they had got right was her name and her date of birth. She then proceeded to say that the Crown's case against her was completely fabricated by the police, that the information that they had built was, you know, they said that they had extorted her, that the police had actually given her these products to sell on behalf of them, and they forced her to pay a protection fee to cover her while she was organising this drug ring. He said that she had no knowledge and had never met the other two defendants before. She also said that the products that were being sold was a Chinese herbal medicine.
Well, that obviously is an interesting story on her part. So what was the judge's response to it?
Well, the judge dismissed all of his claims, saying that she had no evidence to back up what she was saying, and what by denying that the circumstances of the case, it was just her way to try and save face. He said he was the principal ringleader in the case and that she was involved in an effort to make easy money by preying on people who were vulnerable. The claim that she was selling Chinese herbal medicine he rejected because he said most people who are selling Chinese herbal medicine do not try and hide the fact they are doing so, nor do they sell Chinese herbal medicine in car parks or other clandestine meetings. He also made a point that people who sell Chinese herbal medicine do not do so armed with guns.
Yeah, so just on that point, she was claiming, was she, that this was, well, it was a herbal medicine, some kind of traditional remedy? Was that what she was saying?
Yes, that's what she was saying. That's what she told the court yesterday and today, that it was a herbal medicine that she had imported from China. It's incredibly popular, especially for a lot of the Chinese community that's living here in New Zealand. But that claim was refuted by the Crown.
And while she claims that she doesn't know any of these other people, there was this evidence that they were back and forth communicating with each other?
That is correct, yes. There was extensive text messages using the messaging app WeChat between all three of the parties.
And so when the sentence was handed down, this 2 years, 4 months in prison, how did she react?
Well, he didn't say anything. She silently accepted the verdict and moved through into another room afterwards. Throughout the crowd, and there were many supporters for he throughout today's proceedings, they remained quiet throughout and said nothing as the sentence was passed down.
And that was our reporter Nicholas Poynton, who was in court today for that sentencing in that synthetic cannabis case.